There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is a Patriots Friday, and if you're getting ready to wager the weekend, then be listening in 15 minutes or so when we will be joined by our guy Nick Kostos, and he will give you a way to win some money this weekend. Curtis, these are the text messages that you get when your football team is in disarray. This is a 781 text. On the Subaru of New England text line. What's jarring is that the Matt Patricia run offense looked better than this offense after three games. I don't know if I could say
I
that.
Told you that. I said that to you, Greg.
Shine said that off air this morning to me as well.
He did, really?
In a bit Greg, of a joking manner, but yes, it's not wrong.
I told you that this passing last year's passing offense will look better than this year's passing offense if you keep Jacoby Brissett in there all season long.
Well, last year was Bill O'Brien. That wasn't
two years ago. Yeah.
Oh, 2 years.
I agree with that 100%.
But look at where they haven't invested. They didn't do the only acquisition of note was KJ Osborne. Who sucks.
Who, by the way, according to the data, is open all the time but is getting zero targets. Like last night, he was on the field for, I believe it was 79% of the offensive snaps, not one target the entire game.
It's amazing.
Does he just not see him?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think that because there's a couple times, Greg, and you watched that game last night, there's a couple times where, like, okay, the pocket's clean, and you're like, who's he looking at? You're like, throw the football. I think that, and this is what I said, I think that the guys need to be so wide open for him to really have to let it fly. And like, when he threw it to Austin Hooper, he could clearly tell when he hit his back foot and he was ready to throw the football, he could tell that Austin Hooper was wide open.
Yeah, he blew it by him by 10 yards.
But if there's any, like, if the separation isn't massive, I think he gets the yips and he's like, I'm not throwing it there because that window's too tight for me.
And it was so jarring, the juxtaposition of Rodgers totally in control. I thought Herb Street did a good job of breaking down how he was looking off cornerbacks and then going to another receiver. It just, every time he got the ball, he knew exactly what he was doing. That first touchdown pass to Lazard, that was the run play that he audibled out of at the last second. Like,
yeah.
And then you see Jacoby Brissett. Doesn't it feel like a first down is like how we viewed a touchdown? It's like, oh my God! Like, they completed a pass for 7 yards. It's a cause for celebration.
We need to get to the cross insurance player spotlight. Is there one when it comes to the New England Patriots last night?
Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Maybe Christian Gonzalez. Even your pass defense wasn't great.
Duggar had the leverage call.
Yeah, good flag by him.
Sly's the only guy that got any points on the board.
Good kick, right down the middle.
Sly.
Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
I mean, it's hard to find somebody that you look at and go, okay, you know, they were good. They even like Pop Douglas, I get it. Like, I think he's a solid player. But even him, like, you know, you're complaining like you're Justin Jefferson. And, like, even you get him the ball and it's like, all right. I mean, he does all right for you. I wonder what Alex Van Pelt, like, what his offensive scheme is, like. And I know he says he wants to run the football, but you only had, what, between Ramondre and Gibson, what they have, like 11 carries total?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked really good. There was that, you had that Jennings sack and they were set back. They were two and 17, and throws a beautiful ball to Conklin, and he looks really, really good. I mean, I guess injury is always the concern with him.
Well, but playoffs, losing to inferior teams, but
he's got a real defense now. Though.
That was a wild stat last night, though. Aaron Rodgers has 11 playoff wins. Tom Brady has 10 after turning 40. Pretty wild. But I would say Aaron Rodgers could have put up 60. Anybody who looks at the score, like, the Jets were toying with you. If they wanted to score more, they would have put up another 21 points.
It felt like that Miami game last year where you technically only lost by 7, but Miami was in control the entire time and probably could have scored another 30 if they wanted to.
Yeah. This is Brendan from Weymouth. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just wanted to say that I think there's plenty of examples of average quarterbacks that were put in below average situations to start their careers, like Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins, Alex Smith with the Niners, Geno Smith with the Jets, average guys that were put in with below average talent that went on to show that they're serviceable players. So my question for you guys is, what if Drake May is one of those average players and then he's put in into this terrible situation and then you guys all just think he sucks because he can't overcome average talent?
Brendan, if he's Geno Smith, then you need another quarterback anyway.
And all three of those guys, by the way, weren't ruined. Like, Geno Smith has had a great second half of his career. Ryan Tannehill had a good stint in Tennessee. Alex Smith finished his career in San Francisco well and then went on to be a playoff Pro Bowl quarterback in Kansas City.
And remember, Miami
I think those guys are good examples of it's possible to make a guy look bad if you have bad talent around him. And Drake May, if he gets thrown in on this team with all this below average talent, you guys are going to think he sucks because he has no receivers, he has a bad coaching staff, and he has a bad offensive line.
But no, none of those players were ruined. Like that's what we're talking about. If you are able to be Zach Wilson or Mac Jones, then you are not an elite quarterback in the NFL.
And like
Alex Smith was good in San Francisco. And remember, Ryan Tannehill in Miami, they gave him a bunch of money thinking that he was the guy for this team. Remember, Miami gave him a ton of money because he had a year or two where he played well. Alex Smith was good in San Francisco. He took San Francisco to the playoffs maybe 2 years before he ends up in Kansas City. Geno Smith is the only one that kind of really didn't perform well, or you could say was on a bad team, didn't perform well, and then it really took him a long time to get his second chance.
But this staff, Greg, is another example of Kraft being cheap.
Well, that's Elliot Wolf, though. Well, he chose these guys, but Curtis, they
didn't controls have he controls it all though. You can't like
Robert
Elliot,
Kraft.
Yes,
does,
yeah. Yes,
I understand that.
Yeah, but it's not on Kraft when it comes to the staff.
What?
No,
so you think if Elliot Wolf said, "I want to bring in this coordinator for $6 million a year," Kraft would say, "Okay."
How is it not on Kraft about the staff? He just told you that he picked out Jerod Mayo 5 years ago. He chooses the staff.
No, he chose the head coach, but the head coach didn't have the ability to choose his own offensive staff.
Well, nobody wanted to come here, Wiggy.
Well, maybe that's because there's not enough zeros, right?
It's not about zeros. You think a guy like
Alex Van Pelt appears to be a giant zero.
No. I'm saying, like, it wasn't like they were out there trying to get, I don't know, Sean Payton as an offensive coordinator, and he's asking for $6 million. The guys that they were going after were all guys that you look at and go, well, they're only going to be making – Kraft's paying these guys $1 million or $2 million for coordinator jobs.
I believe the fact that Bill is being paid by Robert Kraft this season not to coach at $30 million impacted the level of coaching on this staff, and I will not be dissuaded off that.
Who's a guy that you would say, oh, they couldn't afford to
Kubiak,
get?
Kubiak, the baby Kubiak. Who's doing a great job this year.
Yeah, but you think, I bet you he's probably only $1 million. I bet he would make the same as Alex Van Pelt.
Okay, but what if you offered him $1 million more than whatever he's getting this year?
He's going to look at the situation. It's very similar to
his salary is $1.5 million.
Right. So if you offered him $2.5 million, I bet you he's here.
Right. But his situation, no, because he's probably going to do what Bobby Slowick did, Shime's boy, and he's going to go, is it worth me going to a team where maybe I might have some issues, and then that's going to affect how the league views me as a coordinator because I don't have the talent.
But if Shime's right about Drake May, then this would be a very attractive job because you're going to elevate a guy that's going to be a stud in the NFL.
But at the time, you didn't know it was going to be Drake May. Like, well, the draft hadn't happened yet.
This is Dylan from Detroit. What's up, Dylan? Dylan, you there?
My apologies. I didn't hear.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, so I had I guess after watching Drake May last night, I've always been an advocate for Drake May sitting out this whole year and us potentially getting some, not weapons, but offensive line from the draft. But after watching him taking a couple hits and him actually feeling comfortable and confident, I would say, and I get it from the Bryce Young, it seems like he's ruined in Carolina. Wouldn't you guys kind of agree that he looks more confident as a player since even with North Carolina and what he went through with North Carolina and the changes?
I mean, Shime, you watched a lot of film.
I did.
Did you?
Hours.
Did he? I mean, it's, you can't judge him on last night.
No, I thought everybody was very laissez-faire on that final drive.
He looked
drive
a little
night.
Bit like deer in the headlights-ish to start.
I think until he took that sack where he kind of spun around like a top and then was speared into the ground. Once he popped up from that, he looked better. He looked like he was like in the game a little bit more. But at first, I totally agree. Definitely a little deer in the headlights on those first couple snaps.
Of course he did. Anybody would.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's your first snaps as an NFL quarterback.
Well, you didn't even know the play on his, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way it's going to be as a guy who's coming in. You got those nervous jitters, and you know, and then for you as the quarterback, you know, there's a lot of expectations there. So I think that ultimately, you know, he looks at it and goes, man, all right, let me. That's why I said, and then if he's not getting all the reps, he's probably still a little bit in his mind like, do I know enough of this to where I can feel comfortable.
Wait, do we lose Wiggy?
I think we lost.
I was just going to commend you and say you were able to figure out how to be on Twitch this morning from Miami, Florida, but I think we lost you.
Yeah, my battery is
oh boy.
Jacking. Oh, late night?
No, but I got the new what's it called? The new iPhone, and so it has a different charger, so
the
it's harder to find.
The iPhone 16?
No, the 15 or whatever the hell it is. It's got the new charger, so it's harder to find the charges. So my juice is coming back. So,
okie dokie.
And I don't have my charger with me.
Oh. All right. Well, we're gonna get to Nick Costos coming up, and he will tell you how to wager this weekend. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots fall to 1-2 on the season with a brutal 24-3 loss to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers looked like his old self. He completed 27 of 35 passes for 281 yards and 2 touchdowns. The BC Eagles have a night game tomorrow night, 8 p.m. kickoff at Alumni against Michigan State for the Red Bandana game. The game will be on these very airwaves following the Red Sox game tomorrow night. The Sox got shut out by the Rays 2-0. The boys are back home to take on the Twins tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Shohei Ohtani has become the first MLB player to join the 50-50 club. So that's 50-plus home runs and 50-plus stolen bases in a single season for Ohtani. That's thanks to his first 3-homer game and the first 10 RBI game of his career yesterday.
That was 6-for-6, 3 home runs. Some baseball insiders, Curtis, are suggesting that we are witnessing the greatest single Major League Baseball season by a player ever.
What are the odds on that?
in the form of Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Would you agree?
And imagine, he's a pitcher too. That imagine if he was pitching,
he's
was doing
pitch,
this.
Yeah, next season he's going to pitch. So he's going to do it all next season. I mean, amazing.
I don't even remember what happened to start off the year.
Right. I was going to say, I would love to get the jailhouse interview with the translator right now. See how he's doing.
And Sixers president of basketball operations, Daryl Morey, has announced that the team has signed Joel Embiid to a multi-year contract extension. The deal is reportedly a 3-year, $192.9 million max contract extension that guarantees Embiid a total of $299.5 million through the 2028-29 season. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 63 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies. Going to be kind of gray all day. Highs in the upper 60s.
And I was just going to say thank you to Jack, who stopped by the studio from Rhode Island, brought me flowers this morning, and brought the team donuts.
Oh, those are legit flowers.
Yeah, he's the best.
Not mums in a pot.
Nope. Oh. Take that, Santo.
Uh-oh.
He is so sweet, and he drove all the way from Rhode Island this morning to bring us treats. So.
Holy cow.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Jack.
And I would be remiss, Greg, I forgot to do one thing. The WEEI WooSox report, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts chapter, and the WooSox wrap up another great year with the
Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley. So check that out this weekend.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
That is Hillman Jinx victim Tom Petty.
Mm. Was that your first? What? Your first kill?
Well, yeah, first actual one.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
God, sad.
First legitimate one.
Courtney, why? How could you do that?
I'm just saying.
That was a great rejoin selection by Greg.
Oh. Thank you, Shine.
You're welcome. I got to say, been crushing it lately with the rejoin selections.
Shine, no need to kiss ass. I don't, nobody likes a kiss ass. I appreciate the support, but.
It's not me trying to kiss ass, Greg. I'm just saying, you have been, I got to tell you, the one-liners and the rejoins lately, top notch.
A little tacky with the kissy butt.
I don't know. I don't think so. Giving Greg credit where credit is due. Uh-huh. That's all.
All right.
That. I just think that is oftentimes it's transparent, the ass kissing.
Right.
But I appreciate it. I don't think you intended it. I don't know if you intended it that way, Curtis. No. You're a better judge than I. But
no, it did sound that way. But I just want to tell you, I think you have a great ass.
Who's the biggest kiss ass on the show?
On the show.
Yeah.
It's probably
Ken.
It's not Wiggy. I will tell you
no,
that much.
Definitely
I think it's
Wiggy.
I think it's the person who asked the question.
You think it's me?
Oh yeah, Courtney. I mean, let's be honest. Curtis is always saying, "Courtney, you already got the job." Like Greg,
I think Curtis gives me a run for my money.
Not really, because Craig. I mean, Craig, because
Greg.
You Curtis think I'm Breslow? I want to punch you.
No. I was going to say, Curtis, you'll bust Greg's balls, but Courtney.
But let me ask you, Craig, a question.
Greg could come in with one eyebrow shaved off, and Courtney would be like, "Oh, it doesn't look that bad." Yeah. I think it, you know, I mean, looks pretty.
I'm supportive.
People see through it. People see through the person. Right. Most people who are having their ass kissed can see through it. But we've got to get to Nick Kostos. He's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Nick, I guarantee. That Nick Kostos doesn't like a kiss ass. Am I right about that?
Well, no. Like, flattery can get people everywhere. But I will agree with you, Greg, that it is incredibly transparent when people do it as you advance in your career. There's no question. I will say, though, in Shime's defense, you know, as Greg is saying that Shime's a kiss ass and Curtis is agreeing, Curtis is like, yeah, Greg, you're right. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
I found that interesting.
I agree with you. It is so unseemly when people kiss ass.
It really is.
It's the worst.
Especially when it's obvious.
Right.
Do you like Greg, do you, and there's no, like, double entendre here. Does any part of you, because you're the big deal, man, and I mean that sincerely, and I'm not kissing ass. It's just the truth. Do you like it when people do that?
He loves it.
I find it when it's obvious, I find it to be untoward.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it does. Does it make you sick, really?
When it's so transparent and it's so obvious, it actually does make me sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would just, I would just bring up that I had the opportunity to have lunch this week with the CEO of this.
Oh, kiss now! Please kiss my ass, please.
The the CEO of this company, David Field, and I were enjoying lunch this week. And at the end, he received a text message from you.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And apparently he...
Now, there's a second part to the story that I may have to tell. I'm just saying. But yes, go on.
He informed me that you text him every week. This is the CEO of our company.
Wow.
And you have his number?
That you text him, that you text him every week and ask for his recommendations when it comes to how you are going to wager on the Philadelphia Eagles. Is that accurate?
Well, far be it from me to call the CEO of our company a liar. Far be it from me to say that is the case. Okay. Now, I did text him to ask him about the Eagles game. That is true. But, and if you would like, Greg, I will send you the text message, the log between myself and Mr. Field, where we had not had any correspondence for quite some time, and then he texted me before the start of football season to say, thinking of you, hope it's a great season.
Wow. It seems like you have juice.
Yeah, that's a big time.
Yeah,
they send him to Vegas.
Hell yeah, I got juice. Of course I got juice.
Wow.
Damn.
That to have the CEO's cell phone number and be able to text him, that's juice right there.
Especially when you're texting him and saying your football acumen is extensive.
Now
please,
he did say to me, Greg, he also said, texted me and said, was just with Greg Hill, and then I think he said like some really important sponsor or something.
Yeah.
Like really, so that was good for you. He said Greg Hill made sure to say to tell me how much he loves you.
I do. So, I really do.
I appreciate it.
I love having you on this program, and you are doing a fantastic job. So,
also, David Field is not a liar. He's telling the truth.
All right. We're not even going to talk about last night.
Oh.
I don't think.
It's up to you.
They're underdogs in every game this season for a reason, I believe. I was so excited after week one, and I find myself very upset this morning, Nick.
But I'm not sure why. You know, we talked about it after they beat the Bengals in week one. I think I said last week, like, the success of this season has nothing to do with wins and losses. Is your quarterback good or not? Like, is Drake May going to be good? And he obviously played at the end of the game last night, and the offensive line's horrible. But led them down the field, like, pretty decently, and who knows if there's a little more time on the clock. Like, maybe they're able to score a touchdown with Drake May. So, look, man, like, they're not going to be good. They're probably going to go, like 4-13. It's not going to be a great season for the Patriots. But again, when you get to season's end, if Patriots fans can say, we have Drake May is the guy. Like, we know Drake May is the guy moving forward. How is the season not a smashing success, if that's what it is? And then next offseason, you could add another. I think Polk and Douglas are both good. You probably need a true number one alpha. Get the offensive line fixed up. Like, I think the defense will always be, they're down a couple players right now, but the defense should be decent. I'm not saying they can win the Super Bowl next year, but if you get the quarterback, I mean, that's like all that matters this year. I'm choosing to view it that way for the Patriots.
All right, well, what do you like this weekend? Give us some reasonably sure bets for the weekend.
Well, I'll do my best. Okay, we got a couple here coming up on Sunday. We'll start with the Titans and the Packers in Tennessee. So I'm sure fantasy football players, football fans saw this yesterday. The Jordan Love was back at practice yesterday for Green Bay, and Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said that maybe Love could start in this game. The betting market says that's not happening. Like, it's not going to happen. Tennessee is almost a 3-point favorite. I promise you that if Love were going to start, like, bettors would know and the Packers would be getting bet. I promise everybody that that's the case. If this is where we're going to be, Tennessee, less than a 3-point home favorite, I like the Titans against Malik Willis. Green Bay's rushing offense has been amazing the first couple of weeks. Tennessee's run defense is very good. Two space eaters on that defensive line. As long as Will Levis doesn't turn the football over, that idiot. I like the Titans here. So Titans -2.5 at home against the Green Bay Packers. I'll take the Houston Texans laying a short number on the road at the Minnesota Vikings. Basically, you need Sam Darnold to beat Houston. It's like Sam Darnold against C.J. Stroud. And maybe people think, oh, well, you're simplifying it too much. The Texans are better than the Vikings, and I get the better quarterback. I'll just keep it as simple as that. I'll take the Texans laying the two. Texans on the money line on the road at Minnesota. And, and I'll give you, how about two for Monday night?
Can I ask you one thing about Sunday?
Sure.
Ravens Cowboys, you're saying far away from that one because Ravens falling to 0-3 on the season, but it's a Cowboys home game.
I'll bet Baltimore. It is not one of my favorite bets. But here's where I'm at just quickly on Dallas. So Dallas looked great. We bet Dallas in week one. I'm starting to become a wee guy. Like, I did it. I was the one that did it. I bet Dallas. I don't know if you guys did. I bet Dallas week one against Cleveland. Box score will tell you after the game that that game was actually closer than the final score would indicate. So not as impressive as the final score would indicate. And then absolutely throttled last week by the New Orleans Saints. Now, I bet the Raiders last week to cover against Baltimore, but Baltimore should have won that football game. I'm not saying they should have covered, but they should have won. I think this sets up for the Ravens to win on Sunday on the road in Dallas, but it is not one of my favorite plays, but make me pick it. I'll take Baltimore. And then Monday night, I'll take the two dogs in the doubleheader. Jaguars plus the 5.5. Kitchen sink game for them. Have to win to avoid falling to 0-3. I'll have a Jaguars bet to win the game also, backed up with my spread bet. And I'll take the Commanders. Has to be 7.5, not 7. Commanders plus 7.5 or better on the road in Cincinnati. I think the Bengals will probably win and turn their season around, but their defense is not good, and I trust Jaden Daniels and this Commanders offense to score enough to cover a huge point spread in that game.
Costos, can I ask you a very quick question? You're much smarter than me than I am at this. The Chiefs only giving 3 points to the Falcons seems really low. What am I missing?
I actually think you have an opportunity now, Curtis, you and listeners, if you want, to bet Kansas City now that the point spread's at 3. I bet Atlanta earlier in the week, talked about it on my show earlier this week, at plus 3.5. It's not an anti-Chiefs bet. I think Kansas City is the best team. I think they will three-peat and win the Super Bowl. But we're now seeing a situation with Kansas City, and we saw this last week where the Chiefs should have lost in the game to Cincinnati. They should have lost that game. They end up winning 26-25, where Isaiah Pacheco, their starting running back, is out 6 to 8 weeks now, fractured fibula. And I don't know how they're going to replace him in the run game. It's a bunch of, curtain-jerking jabronis running the ball for Kansas City. Hollywood Brown is, not a great player, but he's a field stretcher, right? And he was going to be an important part of the passing game, a receiver. He's out for the rest of the regular season, maybe the whole season. So I think we might see a situation where the Chiefs will look similar like they did last year, where they're still going to win games, but maybe they can't win games by margin, have the offensive firepower needed to pull away and win games by 7-10 points. So I bet Falcons plus 3.5 at 3. No bet on the game for me. I would not begrudge you if you wanted to bet Kansas City.
Mick,
they talked about this during the game last night. Sorry, Wiggy, but which rookie quarterback would you wager throws his first touchdown pass this season?
Well, I guess we'll probably see Caleb and Daniels both throw one this week is my guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Wiggy. Sorry.
No, Nick, I was going to say, I think...
Not Bo Nix.
We're keeping our eye on this one because if we're your Belichick fans, you just want to see where he might potentially land. Saints-Eagles. Are the Saints for real, and are the Eagles maybe... potentially going to be in the direction of where they're going to be looking towards replacing Nick Sirianni?
The second part of that question, if this keeps up, definitely yes. Definitely yes. And just, I don't want to turn this into an Eagles thing, but this is the second consecutive season where Nick Sirianni has had two different an offensive and a defensive coordinator different from the season prior.
Did you get that from David Field?
David did tell me that.
Okay, yes.
He also clued me into Britton Covey's usage this past Monday night where he went over his receiving yards prop, which was really nice. I think Sirianni, if this keeps up, he's not going to get fired if they get blown out by New Orleans. That's not going to happen. And I also think Philly's too talented of a team to achieve a true disaster outcome this season. But yeah, they go 9-8 or something, lose in the first rounds of the playoffs like they did last year. He's definitely getting fired. And maybe Belichick would take that job. I am just saying, my team's kind of a disaster. Come home, Bill. I'd love to see Bill on my sidelines.
Got no quarterback. You got no quarterback.
Right now we don't, but then we draft one because we're going to have a top 5 pick next year because we suck. We're horrible. Anyway, Eagles and Saints. Betting market doesn't know what to do right now, Wiggy, with the Saints. And this actually, even if you don't bet, anyone out there, I think this is interesting because we all we watch games, we play fantasy, maybe you bet. New Orleans has wildly exceeded expectations through the first two games. Their offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, Gary's son, obviously, if they keep this up, he will be a head coach in the NFL next season. And we see this every year where there's a team early that just crushes expectations and no one knows what to do with them, right? Because would anyone be shocked if the Eagles won this game on Sunday? Like, probably not.
Nope.
Also, would you be shocked if the Saints won this game by 10? I don't think you can be at this point. So it's all a big guess. My guess is that New Orleans is actually good, and it's a rough spot for Philly here without A.J. Brown. Now, I haven't texted Mr. Field yet, so I can't give you my full pick on this game, but I would lay the points with the New Orleans Saints if I had to bet it.
So, Kostos, Bryce Young got benched this week. Andy Dalton is now going to start for the Carolina Panthers. The last time he started a game for the Panthers, he threw the ball 58 times in a game and threw for over 300 yards. I kind of like the Panthers getting 5 points just because of the change at quarterback. Like, it's one of those like first coach fire bumps that you get sometimes in the middle of the season. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, so that was the game you referenced. That was last year, week three, on the road in Seattle, albeit with a different coaching staff with Frank Reich.
Sure.
But he did, like, and look, like, Dalton's not, I'll say this about Carolina. Like, Dalton is not good. He's probably, like slightly below average, which makes him 500 times better than Bryce Young. So, like, the Panthers will be, they will be elevated from the worst team ever to just, like, a normal bad team in the NFL, I think is what you'll get from Carolina. Shime, my sense as to what's going to happen here with Carolina. We've seen this each of the first 2 weeks. I think that as Sunday comes along, both because Dalton's in the lineup and also it's betting the rate. Like, this is more what it's about, I think, is having to trust Antonio Pierce, like, as a big favorite in a game where he loves to kick field goals and punt the ball. I think we're going to see Carolina get bet as we approach kickoff on Sunday. And if we ever get to Raiders -4, oh, I'm unloading on the Raiders here. I think the Panthers are the fake sharp team of the year, where people are going to talk themselves into this team every week, and they are horrendous. They're awful. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just cover, baby. Raiders -4 will be a bet for me if it happens this weekend.
All right, Nick. As always, it is a pleasure to get your insight. Thank you so much.
Greg, I have to tell you, man, you're great. Your show is great. Oh. It's highly rated. Oh. I love being here. Oh. Wishing you and you alone, Minimal Sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick, thank you so much.
He's You're never welcome. Had Minimal right. Sweats.
There he is.
Check out those pits.
That is Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider, and heard here every Friday on the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Speaking of the weekend, if you entered to win your way in for the final Sam Adams diehard game of the season at Fenway, then stay alert. We will notify the winner later on today, and you and your guests will be in the Sam Adams suite at Fenway tomorrow. So, and listen, outlook positive for next year, Curtis. Comes to the Red Sox, a lot of young guys.
Yeah,
it's a number one prospect in baseball, and things are looking up for next season. Curtis,
buy the dip.
Don't have to tell Greg.
Buy the dip. Oh, great! Now I have to have dip for lunch.
Oh, you always do.
But Ken was Wig and Courtney weren't there, so Ken is talking to Greg and I after the show briefly about spring training. And you could just feel Greg's excitement. It was like he was salivating at the opportunity to return to JetBlue Park.
I can't wait.
You know what, though? Craig did tell us, and Curtis, you could be right. Maybe they make a big push for Vlad Guerrero Jr. And maybe because he said the holes that we see and what it is a significant right-handed bat in the lineup, and that's how you maybe – protect Devers, or you hit him clean up behind Devers, but that could be the piece that you're looking for, because he did say that we are going to obviously keep that door open, not just with free agents, but we're going to actively look into guys that were being potentially dangled on the trade market that's still on the contract.
Imagine if they had been able to somehow get Shohei to come here.
Don't
get Wiggy excited.
Oh, that would have been. At least even Yamamoto. Yamamoto's having a good year. Oh, man. That's why I think John Henry, I think he's got to take a little bit of pride. And there's no way he goes, we missed the playoffs, what, 3 years straight.
Wiggy, every year we've been saying this. He's
I'm
changed.
Telling you,
he's investing in other entities. It's okay.
My sources are telling me it ain't a Wiggy bomb.
Greg, we never got to it, but before we leave, can we just mention the biggest hypocrite in America right now?
Yes.
The New York City COVID czar.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who held secret drug-fueled sex romps during the pandemic.
Yeah.
When he was instructing.
Cuomo?
No, well, he was one of them, but.
No.
This guy was in charge of, like, all the COVID regulations.
Right.
And he was caught. He didn't know he was being recorded. And he was talking about how he had all these COVID less than 6 foot separation sex orgies during the whole entire pandemic.
So the next time we get to one of these points where we're instructed by people to stop doing everything, no, it's just so they can have more power over you to continue what they were doing without you there. Because this is the same thing as Governor Newsom out at French Laundry, right, sending his kids to a private school that actually was in person while ordering all schools be shuttered in California and restaurants closed.
Right.
Was he calling them the COVID freak-offs?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
It was like Marty Walsh when he was at a wedding taking pictures with giant groups of people when everybody was supposed to be social distancing.
Do you remember that one where Stephen Colbert is like dancing awkwardly with Chuck Schumer and they're maskless while they're telling everybody to not leave their home?
Excuse me, social distance, please.
God.
And Greg, do you remember Marty's excuse?
What was
I had just taken my mask off and I was holding my breath.
Right.
Yes.
And I had a mask in every pocket.
Yes,
one day James is going to learn about how on an airplane, as long as you were chewing food, you could be maskless.
Remember, he had seven of them.
Or it was okay if you had COVID fries. If you were sharing an order of COVID fries, it was okay to take your mask off.
Right.
It was also weird that COVID made it impossible to just get a drink at a bar. Once bars, you had to order food.
It's so stupid.
Like, what was the point for that?
I have no idea.
I'd like to grab some crushed tomatoes. This is a one-way zone. You got to go around the other side.
Would you be able to hand me a drink over that 12-foot giant piece of plexiglass that you've installed over your bar, please?
Yes,
we know Greg's favorite part about COVID, though.
What was it? What was it?
The golf course.
Oh, yeah. You had to remove all of the flags at the golf course so nobody touched them after somebody else.
Or when Mayor Walsh shut down all the outdoor basketball hoops, because God knows. Don't want to shoot hoops. Just get drizzly.
Oh, wasn't he also part of Don't Sing Happy Birthday?
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah. Nope. Blowing out candles or blowing leaves. Both very dangerous.
Yep. No, I long for the days of one-way grocery store aisles.
That is it. When this is over.
All right. Well, Wiggy, when are you heading back?
I'm heading back. My flight's today at 3:30, so.
Okay.
I will be
flight
back
wigs.
Thank
any
you.
Any violence on the plane yesterday?
No. I always pray before I get on the plane.
Everybody
you know?
Was behaved?
I behave on an airline. I'm
not talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about people going crazy.
Yeah, well, it ain't too bad. Greg, I got my headsets. I put my headsets on, and I get to watch a movie.
Any turbulence?
It was a little bit, but you know how that goes, Courtney. I hate flying as it is, so.
Yep. All right. Well,
I put my faith in God's hands.
Listen, go BC.
Go Eagles. Yeah. This is a big one.
Go Eagles.
Boston turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yeah. A win this weekend back in the top 25, Wiggs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think Michigan State's considered a good football team, 3-0 in the Big Ten. I think, this is a big one for BC.
Great job today, Courtney, Wiggy, Shine.
Great work, Curtis.
Great show, everybody. Jones and Keefe next. We are back on Monday with Gerard Mayo and Boomer Esiason. So should be interesting on a Mayo Monday here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Thank you for your patronage.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.